guy used to play Superman. And he shot himself once. Someone thinks he didn't.
He's Marx. He either beat himself up before he shot himself.
A web of mystery surrounds the death of George Reeves. The actor, who rose to fame with a hit TV show, The Adventures of Superman, seems to have committed suicide.
There's more going on than you realize.
George shot himself. He was shot.
Who did that?
Louis Simo is a private investigator who sets out to uncover the truth about George Reeves' death.
Mr. Reeves, why don't you tell me about him?
A charming man.
I'm much too old for you, you know.
The story unfolds on two timelines. One recounts Reeves' life leading up to his untimely end. The other follows Detective Simo after the actor's death. Simo is an unsavory character who tries to keep the Reeves case open to get his name in the papers.
Mr. Simo.
Do I know you?
No. But I'm familiar with you.
Everybody reads the Times, huh?
But as Simo investigates Reeves' life and death, he starts empathizing with the actor. Glamour fades. Tragedy abounds. Reeves has been typecast as Superman and could not get another acting job. Like the Private Eye, he was grappling with personal failure and disappointment.
Maybe you ought to put that out.
Before.
Superman doesn't smoke.
With Hollywoodland, director Alan Coulter pays homage to film noir. At the same time, he creates a wonderful character drama accentuated by a superb cast. Oscar winner Adrian Brody offers a sexy, charged, and complex interpretation of Louis Simo. Academy Award winner Ben Affleck plays the glamorous, generous, but tragic George Reeves. Oscar winner Diane Lane is riveting as Hollywood's Grand Dame and Reeves' controlling older lover, Tony Mannix.
Someone else can do that, you know.
Oh, now. It's a beautiful car. Ought to keep it clean. Why, does this offend your delicate sensibilities?
Yes. But you're new on the job, so I'll let it pass.
British actor Bob Hoskins transforms himself into the ominous and street-smart MGM Studios manager, Eddie Mannix.
You're an old man, Eddie. Who's gonna wipe the blood off your hands?
My hands? I'm in the picture business.
You're a murderer.
Prove it.
Alan Coulter's fictionalized drama Hollywoodland does not offer answers to one of Tinseltown's greatest unsolved mysteries.
The debate goes on. There is no definitive answer about what happened on the night of June 16th, 1959.
But this in no way diminishes the edginess of the film. Director Coulter shows there may be many sides to a crime and many facets of the human soul. Penelope Pulu, VOA News.